podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 40. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. We are back at it, gentlemen.
Oh, what do you think? Gosh. No breaks for the wicked or weary or whatever. Are we wicked, weary? What are we?
All of the...
Speak for yourself.
Jumping in both feet.
Shoo!
Might as well, right?
Yep.
Only one way. Yeah. Part... I'll let you say it. Go
part
ahead.
Part do. I know. You gave it. Look, part do.
Part do.
Haven't said that in a while.
Yeah. So we're doing good. We had a good start, right? For the night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Nice recording night.
Nice foundation, right?
I just realized...
As well as we could.
I just realized, though, when we were talking, when we recorded the last episode... I was thinking it was Wednesday, and I'm like,
wondered which one of us was going to make that mistake.
Yeah. I did.
It's what happens when we change the
schedule.
I was
thinking, all right, tomorrow's Thursday. I was already, so.
I messed it up.
That's all right. We don't know what's going on. Life comes first. We always say that.
I'm just so used to recording on Wednesdays.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost.
You're like, it's hump day. No, it's not hump day.
No, it's not hump day.
I'm just glad we were able to work it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It always does. Hey, regular life comes first.
That's a Beatles song. We can work it out.
But we had a backup plan, and then a backup plan. I'm gonna let that go.
Shout out to Jerry out there.
That's right. Yeah.
Jerry. Is there a Beatles, Kiss comeback?
Only a face comes
back. Hey, I love Kiss. I have nothing against
Kiss. Only a face
comes
back.
Nothing against Kiss, yes.
The original four and Peter.
No.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So, guys, we just got done recording part one of Aliens and
part
UFOs.
Uno.
So. Uno, yeah.
Uno.
Uno.
So, I think we're still doing well. So let's just get into it. What do you think, Mr. Sean?
Do you want me to do the announcements though first?
Yes, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Here we go. So first thing I want to mention is our merch. So our logo on anything you can imagine. We would love to see you to see it out there, right? We want to see our logo out there.
And you know
we
what? Tomorrow is December 1st.
Yeah.
We're less than 4 weeks away from...
We're opening the door
from Mr. Claus
December
coming,
for Christmas.
Countdown. Tick, tock.
We were talking about all the birthdays that happened December. Like, that's a lot of birthdays, and then it just, we go through all those birthdays, and then we get
to
Christmas.
Yeah, because you had, Nate, you mentioned, two or three.
Yeah, my wife and oldest son.
Yeah, and then my boy. The
girl
seventh.
I work with, my son, So it's
Jesus.
Jesus is
coming. He's the main man.
That's what I said. We were leading
he's
up to Christmas,
homeboy.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey.
Hey, me. Over here, guys.
Hey, guys, don't forget. Yeah, I felt a slap in the back of the head. Exactly. There you go. See, I set you up. I was laying it out so you could play it out.
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, we have too much fun. Is there ever... You can't have too much fun, right?
Nope.
So we'd also like for you guys in this podcast, since we are enjoying doing it, we want to see it grow. It's like our baby. It's like a child. We're protective of it, but we also want to see it grow. So we want... we'd like ratings and reviews. So if you can take the time to do that, it really does boost our numbers. It really does help the show.
Just as you're listening... You're already in the app. Just tap that five-star and
just do it.
Write a word.
We really
say awesome.
I never
something.
I admit I've listened to podcasts and I didn't realize how important that is and how it really does make a difference.
And guys,
I try
to
be
hear us,
mindful
yeah.
of that.
Five stars. That's the only choice.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't go lower.
Exactly.
No. We could go higher. Higher would be fine.
I would imagine most of our listeners listen to obviously more than our podcast. You will hear every podcast will say, they ask for
it. Oh, yeah. Subscribe, rate, and review. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're not the only ones out
there. It's like we were in class, right? If we're in elementary school and we passed you a note that says, do you like me, yes or no? Circle yes or no.
That's awesome.
This is the way. You like that? Please circle yes. With lots of stars around it and maybe some hearts.
Right.
So you like that.
Will you rate and review?
My brain. Yes or no? My brain has been abducted in all this discussion.
I'm wondering about, no.
Woohoo! And the one of the most important things, and we do this every episode, so we'll continue to do it, is the importance. The impetus. Impetus, that's a word, right?
You were going somewhere that...
I was going... Things were going so well this episode, cow. Right?
All right, so... You just went limp.
We're highlighting... highlighting? Wait, what? The importance. How about this?
We haven't even made an album announcements yet.
I know.
I know, isn't that sad? I'm taking us into the ditch early. So, mental health hotline. Hotlines. Our substance abuse and mental health hotline is 1-800-662-4357. And the last one, that's help. And the National Prevention of Suicide and Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last one, that's talk. I think I did mention to you guys I need it tonight, right? So this
you did.
Is, yeah, that's
did.
For my mental health.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can tell I needed it.
thank you for doing that. I was going to say great job.
Don't have to say good job. Say no, mediocre at best.
Yeah,
right?
We always have a
problem. I almost went into
fun.
Song.
What's that?
When you said you're taking us straight in the ditch, I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Exactly right. That's.
When we record, he's like, I'm out.
I know, exactly.
These three bozos are on their own. I know. Dad, I'm doing something else. These guys. Great. Anyway, no, thank you, sir.
Wait, what just
that.
Happened?
Yeah.
He blacked out.
No problem. You really shouldn't thank me on that one.
I don't have any special announcements to make, although I could say.
Go for it.
July 16th, Indianapolis, Indiana, Hillbilly Horror Stories live show with us and the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. So July 16th from 6 to 10. Tickets should be going on sale soon. HillbillyHorrorStories.com to order tickets. So. There
it
you go.
Sounds very surreal to me.
It's not until July, but I'm going to say it every episode. Absolutely. If I can remember.
Yep. Venue
to be determined.
Up to come.
He's got two of them. One, I think he's pretty much selected, but he told me last night not to mention it, just, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can still order tickets without knowing. I mean, it's here in Indy.
Let's be honest. One of the venues is your house, right?
That's right.
With this podcast studio.
That's right. I just got to clear
out
the garage.
We're going to cram everybody in here.
I got to clear out the garage. And
exactly.
Then,
set up some tables. Come on.
Yeah. No, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be cool. Our first live show.
It's going to be here. And we're going to blink. It's going to be here. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. So anyway, it's all you.
It's all me. So here we go. We are doing part two on aliens, UFOs, anything. Now, I'm telling you, we have our tinfoil hats. Okay. Todd wouldn't do his. He wouldn't do his, but ours are secure. Nate and I are securely
I'm
attached.
I'm wearing my chin strap. I've got
and
my
we are
portal socks on.
Chin strapped in. We are strapped
very
down.
Very uncomfortable.
We are ready to rock and roll
we have,
into part two, which is going to
We have a bunch of glasses of water around. They have amoebas in
it's
them.
It's amoebas. What's wrong with this one?
This one's got amoebas in it.
What did she say? There's an alien in some. Can I have a drink of water?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's right. an alien in my room. Can I have a drink of water?
She's so cute. Now she's like 25.
Yeah. Signs is
Abigail Breslin. She's a great actress.
The best. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is cute. Can I have a drink of water?
Swing away. So all where right. do we want to start? I'm thinking, I say we, and then I'm sitting here trying to, I'm going to set it up with SETI. So the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, it's been a thing, right? So we've been trying to look for extraterrestrial life for some time. So the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is a collective term for scientific searches for intelligent extraterrestrial life, monitoring the electromagnetic radiation or for signs of transmission from civilizations on other planets. The interesting thing is nowadays, NASA is trying to make this more of a global effort, they say, and trying to share all their information through SETI and make people more interactive with it. So it's not like it's like, oh, yeah, we haven't found anything yet, and like all this information that they've mm-hmm. collected. Like, look at this.
Right.
Because they have had some anomalies that they've seen. And those are interesting, you know, and they can't explain like what happened here and what did they find there, you know? So, some people feel like SETI is just a big waste of time. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but they say that we don't even spend near the amount of money trying to explore outer space or look into it that we could. Mm-hmm. So I personally think it's a neat thing.
And I think with all the things that money's wasted on, I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? They might as well do
this.
Might as well put money towards it, to be honest with you.
This kind of idea, the SETI idea, goes all the way back. I think this is interesting. Don't take us too much into history because that's not what this episode's about. But So earlier searches for extraterrestrial intelligence within the solar system started all the way back in, and I'm sure even further back, but 1896, Nikola Tesla, somebody we're going to talk about one of these days, suggested an extreme version of his wireless electrical transmission system could be used to contact beings on Mars. In 1899, while conducting experiments at his Colorado Springs Experimental Station, also something interesting to cover, he thought he had detected a signal from the planet, from that planet, since an odd, repetitive static signal seemed to cut off when Mars set, when Mars was set in the night sky. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a little kooky and spooky, but that's fun. So bring in. So it goes way back, and then you know, like I said, they've been scanning the skies for some time.
And the government's had special UFO alien divisions for years, mm-hmm. always since like Area 51, Roswell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their monograms or monikers or whatever they are. But
what are the acronyms?
Acronyms, yes. Yeah, that's the word. The See, I don't know the big words.
I'm surprised I came up with it. I really.
Yeah, I mean, they had bunch of divisions, yeah. And like, oh well, yeah, that we're going to shut this one down, now we're going to start this one, and it just the government's been looking into this stuff as long as anybody else can think,
and for some and for a topic of they try to blow off and ignore, or mm-hmm. they act like they're into it,
yeah they got a watchful eye on it.
I think it's interesting that Carl Sagan.
It's like they're trying to be sneaky.
Wait a minute. When you look into the idea of looking for extraterrestrial life, Carl Sagan, who's a very well known scientist, and wanted to, you listen to him. He was brilliant. He had his own ideas of the cosmos, but he actually thought it was futile to look for artificial intelligence. I thought that was or extraterrestrial life anyway. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting in the whole SETI idea, because you'd think he'd be like one of the proprietors of it. So I think that's interesting.
It is, yeah. It's kind of the opposite of what.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was you guys know about the first message that we sent out to try to at least let other beings know that we're here. It's the we are known for mispronouncing things, so I'm going to probably mispronounce it, but the Arecibo message is an interstellar radio message carrying basic information about humanity and Earth that was sent to globular star cluster M13 in 1974. It was meant as a demonstration of human technological achievement rather than a real attempt to enter into a conversation with extraterrestrials, although some people say that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Sagan was involved in that, though, as an interesting note. But that's something that's still out there, finding its way through the cosmos. And it's like, well, why did we go to that? Like, was that really just to show ourselves, like, oh, look how amazing we are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were we really trying to put ourselves out there?
I thought they just said, hey! And then just see if somebody said, what?
What?
You hear me?
What's your name?
What? What is your name?
This says.
Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
Like the two dogs or what?
This one, this message.
We'll stop there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We're done.
The message was broadcast into space a single time via frequency modulated radio waves at a ceremony to mark the remodeling of that the Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico in 1974. So it's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But in
all
of
it
is.
It is.
The capsule that we shot out, that's the one I'm talking about with Carl Sagan that sent out.
Like, it has like a gold disc or something.
Exactly right. That has a message on it. That's the one I'm talking about. But
and music.
But why did we go through to such lengths, to be able to do this? Again, is it just to show ourselves like, oh, look what we can do?
I guess you never know unless you take a shot.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
The other idea is I was thinking about this, and it was in some of the videos I was watching, is talking about, like, we don't even know what we don't know as far as it goes with aliens. And, like, scientifically speaking, dark matter. Dark matter is something that, it's a hypothetical idea of what, a form of matter, but it accounts for approximately 85% of the matter in the universe. That's pretty profound, and we don't understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that could also be a piece of the puzzle. Because there's a lot of these theories of, like, there's aliens all around us. We just don't see them. We don't perceive them. They're hidden from us. They're cloaked from us, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't sense us either. We don't sense them. They don't sense us. So there's all kind of ways to try to explain that. All of it's pretty fascinating.
It's just like...
It'll drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Where they shoot.
Oh, now it's spreading. See, I'm my mental spreading. This contagious. It's contagious. I know. Watch out, Todd. It's coming over to your side of the table.
Huh? What? Black hole.
There you go. Yep.
There you go. Ooh. It's like we know that they're
the
can't
event
really
horizon,
see them.
Which the event horizon, which is another good movie by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean that's another thing that it's there. We don't actually see them. They absorb everything. They mm-hmm. absorb light. So we don't really see them, but we know they're there. I mean, mm-hmm. sort of same mm-hmm. concept with aliens. I mean, they might be there. We just don't see them.
Exactly right.
They might be hidden by something, or
exactly
they might be on the other side of the black hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've got a
who
good
knows?
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah,
early 1980s.
It really is. Yeah.
I was a kid. That's a long time ago.
I wanted to make sure and point us back to. I know we talked about it in the Battle of Los Angeles too. About in the end of June of this year, I was all excited because they were going to talk about, you know, all their findings that they had been going over, all of their opening up the files and trying to explain, you know, some of the naval videos that mm-hmm. had showed these flying objects that they can't explain, the maneuvering mm-hmm. or the speeds, you know, going underwater. Just unbelievable things. So when they released it, it was like, yay, here it comes. And they just said, basically, we don't have enough information to understand, you know.
We don't know what this is.
Like this says, U.S. finds no evidence of alien technology in flying objects, but can't rule it out either.
Yeah.
So to me, people said, oh, that was just, you know, basically nothing. It was a nothing sandwich. And I'm like, actually, honestly, that should be terrifying because now they're like, yeah, we're just still not going to tell them. You know what I mean? That's honestly
I agree.
Like, we don't know. That so it was like, wow, you don't. Because
they could have just shut it down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And right? the one big event.
Officially shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did not. So it's ongoing.
The one big event, you know, coming out of that was in 2004 called the Tic Tac.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Dave Fravor, U.S. Well, he's a retired U.S. Navy pilot now. And he's been interviewed numerous times. And they're out. Off the shore of San Diego doing maneuvers and this and that, this, that, and the other, and come upon this UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And their radar systems tracked it, locked onto it. And he was like, yeah, we followed it for a while. And then, I mean, it was doing maneuvers that are unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'd skyrocket to a high elevation. I can't remember, like maybe 80,000 feet.
Yeah.
And then matter of 3 seconds, boom, go down to the ocean level and then go underwater and disappear underwater. And then, you know, it'd come back later. And
he's an interesting guy. He's been mm-hmm. on different podcasts.
Yeah.
Lex Friedman, which is one of the guys I like to listen to him from Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's a scientist and he's a very intelligent dude, but he mm-hmm. had him on there and it was several hours of him talking.
And I mean, Fravor. He's and a,
he
legit
knows his,
U.S.
Yeah. He's
pilot,
not crazy.
You know, Navy pilot and
has a little bit of something to put out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
To take a chance.
He doesn't sensationalize it. He just gives it to, like, this is what I know. This is what I experienced. I can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tell me what the heck. You know what I mean? But it's interesting. He's a really interesting
guy. I've never heard of him, but.
But, yeah. Oh, you should totally check him out.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
very interesting.
Sounds like, so he's like a.
He's a legit, like, that, to some, you know, coming from some guy that has this, like, my tinfoil hat, you know, I'm a little like, I'm not sure I'm buying what you're selling. But if somebody like that comes and says, like, I don't really have anything.
Well, they have well, and they were, risk.
They know. Yeah, they and know it, a reputation.
And it wasn't even him either. It's on film. Mm-hmm. It's his co-pilot with him.
Yeah.
Manning the lock-on radar and everything. And then other aircraft in the maneuvers with them, too. So, I mean, the other pilots witnessed it and followed it. And
Yeah. I didn't know the guy's name, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of it had been in the news a lot and talked about that you keep hearing the Tic Tac.
Yeah, Tic Tac was his video.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one, I believe, somewhere off the East Coast. I can't remember what they called it.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
But
I'm
I think
sure
it was more of like a, like it
I know
hovered
what you're talking
there
about. Yes.
For multiple days mm-hmm. and, you know, they'd fly around it and then it just disappeared.
It's just, like I said, it makes you think, what in the world is going on out there? You know, and that's what, mm-hmm. I know that's what all this boils down to, is that it's just, it's fascinating to me. And But when things are like that are happening, and you know there's, like you said, there's so many different sightings, and the, you know that the military and the Navy and Air Force and everything are seeing these things, mm-hmm. and they can't explain it. That's when it really well, does
and that's the make you wonder. That's the interesting thing with the Tic Tac is, like, you know, they have the capabilities of seeing the heat signature of the exhaust and that kind of stuff of mm-hmm. Other aircraft with their radar apparatuses and infrared sensors, and this thing had no signature. It was there. They're locked on it. They could follow it, but there's no heat differences. There's nothing. And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe it was started jamming them a little bit too, like messing with their instruments. And mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Like, hello, we're here.
Yeah, but then that, right. It going underwater, and then that brings up the whole Atlantis thing too.
This is true. Yeah,
some speculate that that's.
I watched some pretty kooky videos, and right. I love.
Was
it.
There a purpose that they went down there, not just to dive in the water?
Yeah, are there underground bases or underwater bases and all that kind of stuff? Which is,
and we know about the ocean. We have what they said 20-30% that we've.
Yeah,
there was a.
I don't want if to they can, less if the than craft, 50. If the crafts can survive in the pressures of space,
yeah.
They can go to the fathoms
right
of the deep
of our deep yeah there was we keep that's mentioning Rogan but Rogan yeah. He posted it was like a creature
is he paying us by the way
he is by is the he? Way we're getting a royalty check is in the mail thank you mentioning thank you Joe
I was listening to these guys on the Middle Age Creep Out
like, and then are these guys that keep mentioning me but they he showed like this creature that from the deep and he's like this he was like our oceans are basically a big monster soup mm-hmm. He's like if we found this on any other planet. It would be the talk of forever, you know, like we'd be amazed, but this is in our backyard. Like this is in our ocean. Yeah, we don't really understand our own planet, let alone looking at otherwise. So that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. I showed that fish that had all the teeth and it said it's blind, but
I liked when he said it's a monster soup.
Yeah. Why don't we freak out more about our own planet and what's found, whether it's
a great question
in the water, above the water. Yeah. That's why I take, going back to the, military pilots, just like police officers, somebody that has a reputation at risk, somebody that has a position or money or whatever, that I put a little more credence to what they say.
Yeah.
Like if a ghost or, hey, we went to this house on this call and we saw this thing crashing through the wall and they're, they've got a job. I mean, they're not just somebody off the street that's just, hey, well, I'll make it up. I have nothing to lose. No, these people, men and women, have something to lose. You know,
And it's sort of the Tic Tac and Bob Lazier is sort of, Bob was working reverse engineering this propulsion system, and the Tic Tac sort of shows it in live action what it's capable of.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's how Bob theorized how it worked too. I mean, it is a anti-gravitational propulsion, so there's no friction. You can go as fast as you want. Mm-hmm. Instantly, pressures and G-force and that kind of stuff wouldn't affect you while inside the force field or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
That wild.
That is wild.
It really is wild. I think it's, and we touched on this in the first one, that talking about how disclosure seems like, even from back in the 40s, it wasn't too much of an idea. It was occasionally in a movie back in the day, but the moon was made of cheese kind of thing. It was almost like a joke. But then
it is.
As we've progressed. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Swiss.
We're always thinking
Swiss.
Oh, let's go right now. I love Swiss cheese.
So Gouda.
But it's, as we go each decade, and we kind of showed that before, like we stair-stepped a little bit more and more towards like,
Stair-stepped. I went all over the place.
You stone-stepped then, right?
He's moonwalking.
Yeah. I was abducted for part of it. But it is interesting, that especially we were talking about last decade, 15, 20 years. Yeah. But it's been really, it's been some time. But I like, and then also that we're talking about, the interdimensional idea. And the other thing that I wanted to make sure to mention is some people said, are they demons? Are they angels? Like I said, are they here to help us? Are they here to hurt us?
Hurt us.
I don't know why I had to. I lost my, gained my accent. I don't know. Whatever. Lost my mind.
I think you have your own.
I do. It's a little.
It's that Shawnee's
Heinz 57 of language. but the other, another interesting idea is that there are some concepts of that Mars used to be the old Earth. And I think this is fascinating. You guys have heard of those theories where we basically, they say there's theories that mankind has been created and destroyed 4, 5, 6 times. And we may be like the 5th or 6th try. It's interesting to think Mars might've been the old Earth and we moved here and we might do the same thing. I don't know. Are we learning, we're not learning. Those are interesting. And then the idea is like, oh gosh, are we the aliens on this planet? Did we really come from here? Were we put here? Are we divine beings?
Well, we
is that
are.
Why we're the, I do feel
I mean,
that.
I can't do this podcast and just, lie. I mean, I have to, I don't care what the, I mean, well,
we covered that too.
We are aliens. This isn't our home.
This is true.
Not to bring religion in it.
But I think it's interesting. And that's the thing is how do you as a person cope with this idea? And where do you, you know, it really does. It plays on your belief systems. Sure. It plays on your imagination.
Yeah.
It plays in your, just your brain. If you really think about all, and what we've talked about this before, what your brain and body is doing, that's an alien thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's doing right now. It's doing trillions of things at a time, in my opinion, you know, like, and
everything
and
has
just
to work
collectively.
Exactly at the right time.
Or I would fall over. Yeah. Or my brain wouldn't work, which it isn't half the time. Sorry, brain. But but it is. It's a very, so that's, it's a fair question to say.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Are we the aliens? You know, so that, again, that brings it. I want to make sure that we kind of hit all these little areas.
And then one thing I saw today on Facebook, and I can't remember if you posted this one or if it was just a random one I found, but we talked about earlier. It showed, like, all the stars that you see in the sky is just our galaxy.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you know, all those lights block everything beyond that. NASA pointed Hubble telescope to a dark area in the sky and left it on for 4 days, capture all the light that they could. Mm-hmm. And in that frame, you can just see thousands, and I mean, it's a small space, and thousands upon thousands of other galaxies.
Yeah.
So I mean, that just shows you how insignificant we are in the whole grand scheme of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to get, yeah, go ahead. If you had more,
I
didn't want to.
It's humbling.
Just bringing in the whole thing of, like, you know, it, I mean, aliens and interstellar travel and, you know, have aliens been here? I mean, maybe, maybe not. I mean, do they have the technology? I don't know. That's
we didn't
long
want to tell you this,
distance.
There's an alien sitting right next to you. Todd and I can see him. You can't. You know, it has something to do with,
hey, Terry.
His name's Terry. Tinfoil hat might help. I don't know.
Nate, bring up your what we were talking about. Like, we were kind of what stories we wanted to bring or touch
part
two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I want to make sure you get that in.
Yeah, one that was real interesting, and I've happened across it a few times, is the Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm. Love it. Love it.
That's fascinating.
Because it not only does it touch on paranormal, it touches on extraterrestrial, too. I think at one time it was a cattle ranch, and they would go out in the field and find one of their cattle just completely mutilated, but in a very surgical way. And like, what in the world is doing this?
What in the world indeed, right?
Yeah, and so they brought in scientists and stuff to try to figure out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And what really fascinates me about this is they never got video evidence of anything, but it just so happened, like, when an event would happen there, the camera would somehow, on its own or by something, would move so you couldn't see what was happening in that where it was pointed at before. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's crazy.
Skinwalker Ranch is one of those, I'm very fascinated.
Yeah.
And we've got, and I showed Nate, I've got that on my list of future topics. I love that. And about 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a couple of the church secretaries, and there's a I'm guessing Netflix, but they were talking about the Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady in particular, I won't say her name just in case, but she's very fascinated. She loves that Skinwalker Ranch, so it was fun to talk to her just for a few minutes. And she's like I said, we work at a Christian church. We believe in a God and Jesus, and you know, talking about insignificant, we aren't. I know what you're saying,
right?
Because
that's not what I mean. Is that we are insignificant. It just
we're just not the only
in the whole vastness of the universe.
Very small.
We are a very small part of it.
Right, right. So that's why I was like, wait a minute. I wanted to be careful what I said.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to take away your point. Because
I sort of felt that from you too.
But I knew what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun because she's like, oh, I'm all in. She's like, I just, it's so, yeah. So I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, you know about Skinwalker? Oh, yeah, I watched this. Yeah, so I've got to watch the series. You know, I've listened to you. I watched a couple of videos and, you know, of course, over podcasts. But, I mean, they talk about demons. They talk about, mm-hmm. yeah, aliens. Not so much a werewolf, but the, gosh, help me out.
Yeah.
Not the Wolfman.
Not Mothman.
Dogman.
Dogman.
Oh, Dogman. Yeah, they've seen a Dogman character mm-hmm. out in their
creature. I was like, you can bring a werewolf into this. That's fine.
No, not so much.
And the government.
I mean, every type of tapestry. That's right.
We got a tapestry to maintain.
Crazy entity, creature, whatever is on this in this location.
And one of the government agencies that they set up for extraterrestrial stuff.
Uh-huh.
They actually investigated out there too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Isn't that wild?
One point. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Out in the middle of Utah.
Isn't that crazy? And then
Utah.
We just planted another. We did another Johnny Appleseed, or I guess Nady Appleseed now.
Yeah, Nady Appleseed.
So plant that seed for later. One thing I have to bring up. There's a couple things I want to make sure we get into this. But we had brought up in the, again, Battle of Los Angeles, episode 15, right? Go back and listen to it. We talked about the telescope. It's called the Large Binocular Telescope. Goes by Lucy, but even this says originally Lucifer, large binocular telescope near infrared spectroscopic utility, blah, 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 blah. So they talk about how, why do you need a telescope called Lucifer? And I know that's a bringer of light, all that kind of stuff. But it's just strange, you know, because we're talking about the demon and aliens part of it and the angels. You know, what is it? But it is interesting that this is, it's in Arizona, but it is, it's an internet. So what they call it is, it's private telescope, which I didn't realize it was private telescope operated by an international consortium, because consortium is a nice word, of universities from Germany, Italy, and the United States, including the University of Arizona. We don't hear much about that. So when I said that, you're like, are you serious? I've never heard of that. And so I was like, man, I want to definitely make sure that I wasn't just making that up, because I know I had heard that at one point, but that is legitimately, there's all kind of like, what is the Lucifer telescope and why does the Vatican have an observatory? And is it great? Well, now it's Lucy. So it's okay now.
Yeah.
It's from the Peanuts.
I just,
is it?
Yeah,
but she removes Lucy, the football every time.
Lucy's the boss, so listen to Lucy, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, we're talking about
sorry,
the spacecraft's something ability like to go underwater and, you know, that kind of stuff. It just dawned on me a great movie, at least I think it is, that sort of depicts that is The Abyss.
Oh, it is. Great movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've always loved that
one. That is a good. Yes. I forgot about that.
Yep.
I have a couple other articles that I want
to. I just recently watched that, maybe.
Did you really?
Amy and I, about 3 or 4 years ago. I know it's been around since 89.
Yeah,
it's been around like that, 90.
Gosh, I totally forgot about that. A couple other articles. This one's a good one, and I had to laugh when I saw it. The headline is, contacting aliens could end all life on Earth, so let's stop trying.
Yeah.
So it was like, it talks about like, so what if we do find it? Like, is that, you know, would that be the day that changes human history forever and ever and ever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe. Or is it the day one of the next type of war? You know, are we going to turn this into Star Wars at some point? Will we eventually look like Star Trek?
I want a lightsaber.
You do.
That's what I want.
You got to pick a color.
Blue.
Ooh, I'm going
blue. Red. But it depends on is it Georgia Bulldogs, Red Sox season, or blue for Kentucky. See, it depends on what sport I'm talking about.
That makes sense. Then.
Yeah.
I like the choice then.
Or I could go with yellow for Penguins. I don't know. See, everything goes around with sports.
I know there's an interview with Elon Musk. And he was
there
talking about aliens.
He's from Mars.
Yeah.
That's why he's trying to get back.
Yeah. But he was asked,
I do love him.
Do you believe in aliens or do you think they've been here and that kind of stuff? And he's like, well, I mean, if they're real, don't you think I would know by now?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
That is true.
If anybody would know, right?
Yeah.
He's got a point.
It says, chances are that we should all be grateful that we don't yet have any evidence of contact with alien civilizations. Attempting to communicate with extraterrestrials, if they do exist, could be extremely dangerous for us. We need to figure out whether it's wise or safe and how to handle such attempts in an organized manner. Or is somebody out there doing that?
I totally get that. But for them to say, well, okay, that's him, them saying it, whoever. I mean, what I could say, you know what? You can look at it different ways. You could have your opinion. To me, that's just an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it truly opening Pandora's box, you know?
Is it something we don't want to happen? Is it something we should have happen? I mean, is it, like I said, I mean, like the human race, there's nice people and good people and bad people and helping people and terrible. I mean, then there's, as silly as it sounds, there could be nice aliens and bad aliens. There could be.
Oh, yeah. There could be. Yeah. I mean. A conquering race and a
wouldn't that be something? Race, watching two like alien races battling against
you're talking about kind of being
gambling on it.
All the stuff that we're talking about being very humbling. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but back in 1973, they came up with the idea of this. What kind of civilizations there are? There are three tiers of civilizations. They're advanced civilizations. Type one civilization. And it has to do with how they use their energy sources. Type one civilization can use and store all energy available on its planet. Type 2 civilization can use and store all energy the scale of its planetary system. And a Type 3 civilization can control energy at the scale of its entire host galaxy. Where do you think Earth falls on that one? We are a Type 0.7 civilization. So we're not even
Say it again?
We're not even a 1.
We're pretty low on
We're a Type 0.7. So we're not even a 1 civilization.
So you're saying there's a chance.
We're babies in the universe.
We could get there. Never. Okay.
That was Carl Sagan's...
I thought you were just talking about us
tool
three.
As well.
Where do we fall in civilization?
It's a very humbling... Yeah, well...
No kidding, though. You really think about that.
Point zero.
Gosh, you can't give us a full percent?
Zero. Zero.
Half percent?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's weird. Where, who was...
That was Carl Sagan.
Okay.
Back in 73.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, look at how much energy the Earth produces, but yet we can't harness any of it. We don't know how.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, we can, but that's I mean...
There are theories out there, and
there's so much more. It's kind of like the human brain. If we used our human brain fully, oh my gosh. Oh,
conspiratorial of... That we already have free energy. It's just being kept from us because it's not lucrative. And maybe that's possible. I don't know. I'd be really mad if we find that out, though. Like, seriously, all this time we could have been free energy. No. We could have been a 1 or a 2, maybe even a 3. No. Come on, guys.
You're talking crazy now.
Get in the game, right? One other article that I found really interesting, and this is on what's called The Conversation. So I loved it right away. And it's a Samantha Rolfe. She's from the University of Hertfordshire. That sounds very English, right? And it's titled, Could Invisible Aliens Really Exist Among Us? An Astrobiologist Explains. We already talked about astrobiology.
The Predator.
Oh, that's a whole other movie. Oh, I didn't mention that one.
Another
but I'm totally.
Movie.
Yeah, that's.
86.
We're going to advertise it. Yes, Predator, definitely.
Man. Oh, man. That's awesome. All the actors in that movie.
So scary.
Jesse Ventura, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my gosh.
Carl Weathers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. So this says, life is pretty. We were talking about how invisible and can we detect it. Life is pretty easy to recognize. It moves. It grows. It eats. It excretes. We do. It reproduces. Yes, we do. Simple. In biology, researchers often use the acronym MRSGR, GREN, to describe it. It stands for movement, respiration, sensitivity, growth, reproduction, excretion, and nutrition. But Helen Sharman, Britain's first astronaut and chemist at Imperial College London, recently said that alien life forms that are impossible to spot may be living among us. How can that be possible? While life may be easy to recognize, it's actually notoriously difficult to define and has had scientists and philosophers in debate for centuries, if not millennia. For example, a 3D printer can reproduce itself, but we wouldn't call it alive. On the other hand, a mule is famously sterile, but we would never say it doesn't live. As nobody can agree, there are more than 100 definitions of what life is. An alternative but imperfect approach is describing life as a self-sustaining chemical system capable of Darwinian evolution, which works for many cases we want to describe. So they're saying, basically, there's no two ways about it. If we're looking for this life, maybe we're looking at it in the wrong way. It says, the type of aliens that we're looking for, will it be like you and me made up of carbon and nitrogen? Maybe not. It's possible that they're right here, right now, and we just simply can't see them. Such life would exist in a, you're going to love this, shadow biosphere. By that, I mean a ghost realm. Mm. But undiscovered creatures, you can see why I wanted to talk about this, right? But undiscovered creatures probably within a different biochemistry. This means we can't study or even notice them because they are outside of our comprehension. Assuming it exists, such a shadow biosphere would probably be microscopic. So now we're thinking of them being interdimensional, invisible, and all this stuff. What if they had, as our technology, think this is a simple example. Our phones have gotten, they used to be huge, and then they got smaller, right? And then everything, all our technology gets smaller. And it, as it gets more intricate, they say, what if the life forms, as they've gotten more advanced, they're just smaller. And maybe they're microscopic. So maybe we're just not even looking in the right place. There's macro and there's micro. And maybe, like I said, we're looking in the wrong way.
So we're stepping on them. Maybe
it's possible. Honey, we shrunk the aliens.
Now you brought that idea up, and it reminded me of this Netflix movie called Spectral. And it's actually more or less like a ghost style movie. It's a military over, I think, Middle East somewhere. Maybe. I don't know. I probably have that all wrong. But anyhow, the premise of the movie is I can't remember which nation was doing this experimental stuff, but like basically draining your body of your soul and turning you into a ghost to fight back, but they're invisible unless you use this special spectrum to see them. And the military just happened to have the right gear to be able to see them.
Oh my gosh.
So then once they started using the goggles and stuff and seeing these ghosts, because like their teams were getting wiped out by an unknown, you know,
force.
They couldn't see it, but like, you know,
it's the shadow ghost realm. That one down too.
Spectral. Yeah, so they finally,
that is one to catch for sure. I've not seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good movie.
The interesting thing about this,
our eyes, we can only see a certain spectrum of light. So I mean, what's outside that spectrum?
That's what brought that movie
back into my mind. Okay. It's like we can only see a certain spectrum.
That's what goes all of our senses, and that's why they say animals have different things that they can see and perceive and whatever. I'm reading a book about ghost investigations, and it's actually really interesting. It's very scientifically based, but he also goes through and not just talks about the numbers of it and what the communications, but also kind of like there's a cat, and the cat was also interacting, and it's like using the senses of another life form to kind of help you understand the ghost, you know, ghost realm is fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, it's very subjective. You know, it's not something that's super scientific right now, but talking about this article, not to go too much more in depth, but we're carbon based. This talks about maybe there's so much silicon on the planet. And again, that goes into our technology, but maybe that a lot of these life forms are more silicon based. Mm-hmm. And that goes into all kind of ideas of how, you know, we're made up, you know, we use this in our planet and we're made up there. There's so much stuff that's made up of silicon that if we looked into that, maybe we would find that, you know, we're just looking in the wrong place for some of these life forms. I think that's fascinating. It gets very, very scientific, very, you know, out of the box thinking, but I think it's just a fantastic article.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're everywhere.
Man.
Yeah. I like the fact that I could be sitting on one right now. And poor guy.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I put my Arby's cup on. Oh, man. I didn't see you. Sorry.
One's canoodling with Nate right now. I told you that.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Hey.
Is that why you get itches?
Ooh.
Or
we both went, ooh.
The chills. Now I know.
I just got chills. Yeah.
Ooh. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Flicking them off my shoulder.
Ant-Man.
I was thinking about in the last episode you mentioned a few of the movies.
Yes.
Have you guys seen The Fourth Kind?
I have not.
Mid-2000s.
So, yeah.
It's one of those movies where...
I thought you were going to say Fifth Element.
That's no. I've not seen all that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Fifth Element's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Fourth Kind is
we
when...
We just keep dropping
movies. They make it look like... they make it look part of it's a real documentary. So it's like... So you're watching the movie, but then they make it like they're showing you... It's kind of like... They're showing they put you under hypnosis. These people have had these, you know, I'm watching Sam. I thought he was limping.
He's coming for me.
Yeah. These instances or these situations where they I guess they've run into aliens or they've had abductions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So when they show the you're watching the movie, you're like, oh my gosh, this is real footage. So they balance it between the movie and real, but it's actually, that's part of the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
So they sold it kind of like the Blair Witch where a lot of people thought, oh my gosh, it's a real video or it's a real documentary.
Yep.
No, it's just a movie. Well, this is all movie-ish movie, but they make it where part of it's a doc, and the film's different because mm-hmm. you think you're watching a part of, Fourth Kind's excellent, but it's one of those movies. And like, I don't get scared of aliens but we were watching it upstairs like a Friday night, the kids were already in bed. And I'm like, ah, dang it. It freaked me out so much. And I thought it was real footage. And I was like, hey, going at the back door's unlocked and I got to go down. It really.
Don't you hate stuff like that? I mean, yeah, makes you afraid of the dark all of a sudden.
Demon movies and possessions and all these, those are the movies that scare me. But this one freaked me out so bad. And I thought because they did it so well where they intertwined the documentary looking type.
It's funny, not funny.
You go, no, you got my great. So I think I'm going to walk downstairs and then.
Let's flip for it, right?
Okay. Rock paper. Exactly. There you go. But Fourth Kind's that's a great movie.
I do like how we've turned this into a movie discussion.
And I got one more thing. No, go ahead. I've got one more.
No, you're fine.
I got my little article.
No, go for it.
No. Say what you're going to say.
I was going to say.
You
say goodbye. No, you say goodbye.
Sam goes, no,
awesome. Sam's like, no. you go ahead. I finished that article, so I'm good.
I didn't mean to say an article. I meant a story.
Oh, okay.
So kind of like the Skinwalker Ranch and a lot of the Travis Walton
mm-hmm.
abduction is one of the most famous ones. So I'll just read the
I'm glad you're quick bringing that up.
Yeah. And like I said, this one we could do an actual just episode by itself.
Like you said, this could it'd be a couple parter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. According to Travis Walton is his name. According to Walton, on November 5th, 1975, he was working with a timber stand improvement crew in the Apache Sitgraves National Forest near mm-hmm. Snowflake, Arizona, which is funny, Snowflake, Arizona. While riding in a truck with six of his coworkers, they encountered a saucer-shaped object hovering above the ground approximately 110 feet away, making a high-pitched buzz. Walton claims that after he left the truck and approached the object, a beam of light suddenly appeared from the craft and knocked him unconscious. The other six men were frightened and supposedly drove away. Walton claimed that he awoke in a hospital-like room, being observed by three short, bald creatures. He claimed that he fought with them until a human wearing a helmet led Walton to another room where he blacked out as three other humans put a clear plastic mask over his face. Walton has claimed he remembers nothing else until he found himself walking alone a highway 5 days later with the flying saucer departing above him. Like I said, I don't want to get because that's mm-hmm. that's an episode.
Oh yeah. All
the whole story that Travis Walton and he goes to conventions and mm-hmm. again, he gets hammered by fake, just wants notoriety, wants money. The man has hardly made anything.
Yeah.
I mean, now he wrote a book, but like and I think somebody gave him like $3,000 or $5,000 for his story. And big deal. It's not like they offered $5 million. I mean, like, and he was anyway. It's such a fascinating story, the Travis Walton abduction. It's so I just want to mention
that. I love the fact that we're talking about doing that in the future because I'm glad you brought that up too. That's part of
Skinwalker, Travis Walton, there's others. There's plenty of others.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Still planting those
just
seeds.
Just research. Oh, yeah. You'll find them. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. I am being accosted. The alien told him to do that. He's like, come on. That's what Jude does to me.
You know, and Jerry Pauly on the Hillbilly Horror Stories, he does those UFO-onlys. Those little.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's not a big alien guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
them. They're I like them.
I like them a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Set, 7-8 minutes, 9 minutes mm-hmm. long, and. He said he's even enjoying them just because he can take them in small segments. And he said, not sure how much longer I'm going to do them. He goes, in all seriousness, he goes, as long as I can find your out of the norm stories, mm-hmm. ones that aren't just beaten to death.
Well, and they're creepy too.
They're short. I like them though. He's gotten a lot of, so UFO. I thought that was a clever name for that little, it's kind of like our minis.
Yeah.
So, but I'm guys for this topic, I don't have any.
You're all aliened out.
Yeah, I'm aliened out.
I think there's one other thing.
You got anything else before?
No, not on this topic.
Okay.
Not right now.
All right.
Unless Sean has something.
I have something that's a little bit wild, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I don't know if you know that there are this goes into like a consciousness idea, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to go into it too much. But there are groups of people that do certain types of meditation that are trying to reach extraterrestrials. You guys aware of any of that? I was running a little late because I was meeting with my yoga group. No, I'm just kidding. No, again,
yoga or yogurt?
It's some yogurt group, yogurt actually. Group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good. I could go there.
Like I said, I'm not going to go into it too much because I don't. But going into all this, I'm like, what is all this stuff? But there's a guy that's been in the Disclosure Project for a while. And I think he's kind of heads it up. But it is one of these things where they're still trying to make contact. But it's through, we talked about being the aliens and using the biggest computer on the planet, which is the human brain and consciousness. So I think that's interesting. It's a little wackadoo. Hey, I thought it'd be the last thing to kind of mention is. It's a little crazy, but anyway, I thought I'd mention that and see if you guys saw.
I mean, what we've talked about is all valid, and some of that stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself.
I hit my teeth on the microphone.
You know what? I wish I would have gotten up
that.
Your face.
I was like, yeah. So I'm a little hungry, and the microphone looked good. No. I just was like, oh my goodness. I have to laugh.
Look painful.
Having trouble with the distance?
The word. Yeah. I'm telling you, my brain is leaking out of my ears. So that was one where I was like, oh, do I bring this up or do I not? Because I know it's a little goofy. But
what's
it's
it called again?
You know, I don't know. That's why I
thought you. No, I thought you. There's
I can't
a name for it.
I can't speak intelligibly. It has a name, and that's why I was looking it up.
I thought you said it.
No, it's just
something project.
That's why I don't know.
Didn't you say that? Something project?
I don't know.
It has a name, and I don't remember. E.T. I was trying
wackadoo project? No.
We're working with consciousness. You know.
That's what I was saying, because I honestly didn't even have an article on it. I was like, man, I'm going to have to look
that up. Well, you were talking about, and you said something project, and I thought that was the name of it, so apparently not.
It's an, gosh, I don't even remember.
Hey, who am I to, I mean.
It has a name. Darn it. I can't remember. It's so, like I said, it's so, like, out there that, like, you can't even bring it up here.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it just.
I could find it if I Googled it up.
Good for them. I mean, you know, hey, why do I know?
They're trying something different, I guess.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's right. His name is Stephen Greer. I wanted to say Green, but it was Greer. But yeah, he's the one. It's okay, here it is. This is why I can't remember it. It is. He founded the Extraterrestrial Intelligence, Center for Study of an Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which is CSETI. So, and then, like I said, he runs this whole, it's a consciousness program. And like I said, I don't know, I'm sure it has a name, but it is, they're really trying to make contact, and they say they already have, and disclosures already happen, all this kind of stuff. So anyway, look into it if you want to, but it's a little out there. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay.
His name's not Marshall Applewhite, is it?
It is not.
From the, yeah, oh gosh. I listened to a podcast about a month ago. Is a little more in depth on that story with the, what were they called? The Marshall Applegate or Applewhite was the cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
What were they called? Gosh, I know they were the Nikes. You know, I mean, it's such a
sad, Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's
That's
Gate.
What it
I mean,
is.
It's a
yeah.
sad story. Okay, I feel yeah. I'm oh so gosh, bad for these I families know. And
oh,
those people. But
I did find it. Stephen Greer is CE5. Contact. That's what I know. It's letters and numbers and stuff, but it's called CE5 contact. So
that's boring.
Yes, I know all that looking, and I'm like, I don't know.
CE5.
That wasn't fireworks.
It was not. I'm sorry. But anyway,
CE5. Tell him to come up with something different.
I know, man. See, I didn't even have that pulled up on one of my I had it all over my stuff all over my notes, and that was not one of them. I'm like,
what?
That was a Hail Mary. Like he went
and he dropped it.
Game over.
All right, let's go home. Well, I thought that was good. That was a good part one and part two of the aliens and UFOs. So I enjoyed that.
I did too. I think we got all our alien stuff out. Now, should we take the tinfoil hats off? Should we keep them here?
I'm keeping my socks on.
Sam says
very uncomfortable.
Keep petting me.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we ought to put tinfoil on his ears.
Yes. No, there Sam, you go. Yeah.
Sam's like. Invited him.
He said, I'm the alien, right?
What an idiot.
All right, so.
Middle-aged moment time.
Middle-aged moment. I'm going to take us into this with part deux. Now, I have not. I've been very good not to bring us into too many Beatles. Now, I did make a reference though earlier, so, and I also shout out to Jerry, which I'm going to do again. So, I wanted to do a song that I thought was appropriate. John Lennon sang. Across the Universe. Okay.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. So it is. I thought it was appropriate. You know, with all
never the
stuff
heard of
we're
John
talking
Lennon,
about.
To be honest with you. No,
no. You stop. You just stop it.
Now I'm just talking crazy. Crazy talk.
Crazy talk.
Hey, I had some crazy talk there at the end. Sorry, Mr. Green.
Oh yeah, CE5.
Yeah, exactly. Steve. You know, like it just rolls off the tongue. CE5. So Across the Universe. I wanted to like wrap up all of this. I knew we'd go down some weird rabbit holes, and we did. So just kind of a nice little message of bringing us back to the Earth, but being very humbled by this whole process. I love this song. It was one of my favorite Beatles songs, actually. So that's why I put this here. But I've been waiting to use this just at the right time. So words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Now I'm going to mess this part up because it's a mantra, but Jaguru Deva Om. I wrote that down. It's intended to lull your mind into kind of a state of higher consciousness.
Be careful summoning a demon or something.
Well, we already
or
have
or Slender Man.
Or that tulpa. Where did the tulpa go?
Yeah.
It ruined your freezer already, right? Your refrigerator.
Dude, get you.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change my world. Nothing's going to change my world. Repeat that four times, right? Images of broken light, which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jagaru Deva Om. Nothing's going to change my world. Nothing's going to change my world. Keep repeating that, right? Sounds of laughter, shades of life are ringing through my open ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love, which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe. Jagaru Deva Om. Nothing's going to change my world. I'm still not summoning that demon, I promise. Nothing's going to change my world. I think that... I think I said this with the first song that there may, you know, we are talking about music that was possibly a little drug induced. So we do have to put that out there, but I think the message is very beautiful and it is humbling. And like I said, all the stuff that we're talking about is very humbling. I keep thinking, I don't know. This is a thought that I keep thinking today. And I've been thinking the last few weeks, I'm sure you guys can somewhat relate, you know, the Midas touch, you know what that is? Like King Midas, he had the ability to turn everything to gold, but then that became
they
an
work
issue.
On mufflers too.
Then you can't exactly
yeah,
right.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a whole other thing.
But the Midas touch.
But I feel like
we do bricks, mufflers.
Sometimes in life, you feel like I've got the opposite of whatever that is, and I think it involves like crap. You know, like everything you touch, like you try to make things better. You're trying to make things like copacetic.
It happens.
And,
this is what I've always gone with is I have the Laux luck.
The Laux luck.
It's no luck at all.
No L.
if you
didn't have bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck at all.
Yeah. See, my dad used to say that. Oh, it's the Hedges curse.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about?
I still call it luck.
Don't talk like that.
It's not good luck.
We have had all our we've had nothing but, I mean, you know, there's always something that goes wrong. Well, like, I mean, Sean, my dad was, I don't know. He was,
Sean brought up the refrigerator. Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, the night before Thanksgiving, refrigerator died.
Well, of course.
I was like, come on.
Yeah.
You couldn't even wait until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right, I know.
It's an eating holiday. We need you.
I get it. Oh, I know.
But yeah, I felt like I've been waiting so long for this talk, but I thought this was a good way to just kind of, like I said, I know we're all, you know, this craziness out there, you know, like I said, I think life is teaching me right now through this podcast, through life, friends, family, interactions, coworkers, whatever. I'm learning to just start to slow down, you know what I mean? And to enjoy life and to
smell the roses.
Smell the roses. Yeah, you have to. And that's what, if we can't impress anything else upon you, we can't answer any of these questions. We find them fascinating. We have our own ways of looking at it, our own belief systems. And that is awesome. And you guys do too out there. But I don't mean to make this too sentimental, but it is. It's a big topic. And I clung. and I just,
with your teeth.
I want to make sure that we, you know, we leave you with just that feeling of, you know, we're all here for each other, you kind of thing. And that's what, as small as this topic makes us feel, we should also feel very connected and really like look at how we could be there for each other and to help each other. And like I said, I'm glad to be part of this podcast to be able to do our little part into bringing some sunshine and light into your lives and some joy in some of these crazy times, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get the Midas touch back.
Instead of the
Midas touch.
Instead of the crappy touch.
The crap touch. I know, like, what's the opposite of the Midas touch? Yeah, it's the crap touch.
Quit touching that, Sean.
You know what I mean? It's like, crap. The more you try and try and try, and it's like, oh, I messed that up. Let's go
Sean,
over here.
Sean, don't
try,
touch
try,
that.
Try, try, try. Yeah, don't touch the... Do not touch the technology.
That's like when
did,
people don't
did
know what
I
to
do.
Did
I do that?
Yeah. It's like, oh, did I do that? Yeah. No, that was okay. It's all right.
The Midas.
What I do? I didn't do anything.
Just call me Midas. That's my new name is Midas, right? The anti-Midas. So anyway, that was kind of a weird middle-aged moment, but we're going to come out of it one way. It was a weird topic, right? So
I don't know how to feel.
I know. No feelings at all. Well, if you were the Beatles or you were David Bowie, you might not feel. You might be pretty numb by now, right?
Yes. I think they were back in the day. Half the time.
With all due respect. And
with
love,
all right? due respect. Yeah, right, yeah. You know, they went all without us.
So... You guys, coming out of that, you can always contact us through our email address at makopodcasts@gmail.com. That's two ways. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I know Instagram, Facebook, we got groups. Feel free to come and join. You can find us and listen to us on any major podcast listening platform. So if you haven't found us, come on, find us. If it's out there, we're probably on it. So, and that's all. I'm out.
He's out.
Drop the mic again.
So didn't you already do that? Midas.
I know. The Midas touch.
Just drop it. Yep.
Don't touch it. Don't wait, touch it.
Well, Mr. Nate, I'm looking at you.
I got a PSA announcement. If you come across saying killer clowns from outer space, just turn around and run away. And that's a wrap.
Oh.
That is a very good PSA.
That's a good, that is a good way.
Sir, I will take you up on that.
And period.
I see some people look like killer clowns, but I kind of just stare at them. Just count my blessing.
What are you going to do with all those pies, boys?
Such a good
it
bad
movie.
It doesn't
turn out well for the guy.
Yeah. Colt?
It's the sheriff, right?
Colt classic. Yep. Yep. Yes. Oh, my God.
As they all pile out of the little clown car.
Oh, go man. Check that.
That's a great.
We're going to do knock my block off? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So many good bad memories in that movie.
They come out the bathtub or the shower or whatever.
Go check out Killer Clowns.
Yeah.
Cult classic. It is not a blockbuster.
Side note.
It's a great movie, though.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good.
Good comedy, but good. It's
and
creepy.
It is a good note to end on, right?
Thank you, Nate, for that. A little PSA. Well, guys, that was, episode 40, part 2 of Aliens and UFOs. I enjoyed it. And to be honest with you, I think...
it was a lot of information.
I was never a big believer in aliens. And then last couple of years, and especially after our two episodes, I think...
Are you 100%er?
No.
Oh.
No.
The tinfoil hat didn't help?
I'm probably an 80-20, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't say 100%.
Good number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think that's my neighborhood, honestly. Yeah.
I literally still was probably
still lacking like the definitive evidence...
I like
but
that.
But there's a lot
I'm
of
proud of you.
Evidence Thank pushing you. That way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
So I enjoyed it. So I hope you creepies enjoyed part 2 of that topic. And we want to thank you for listening as always. We enjoyed it. And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.